escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's the Kevin Sheehan Show. Denton Day sitting in for Kevin here on the Team 980. You can tweet me at the Denton Day. All football talk, Commanders talk on the Team 980 is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Dan Quinn just sat down at the podium in Ashburn. We will send you out there live to hear the head coach of the Commanders.
You know, as I was in my rookie coaching season, but now, you know, 25 years later, I get it. And it's still pretty true today, you know, of how that works.
Dan, John asked you about Noah Brown. Sounds like he's trending in the right direction for week one.
Correct.
Obviously, Terry is still out, and injuries happen over the course of the year. From the outside, it seems like there's some decent uncertainty with the wide receiver depth. Where are you at with that group right now?
I liked what I saw. You probably saw in the game we worked Jalen some outside, and so I thought he's one, Ben, that like I see the ascension taking place. You can often feel it from the coaching point into the drill, onto the field. Like, he can apply it very quickly. So we saw Luke outside, Jalen outside, and that was by design to make sure, all right, what else, where are we at? Chris Moore will also be one that'll work back into today and into the game this weekend. So that's where we're at. We like where Noah and Terry are trending towards, but like you said, you want a contingency plan for everything. And you know, that's why we decided to work some guys outside and inside. So that's what we've done.
And in terms of the backfield, obviously Brian was the short yardage guy. He was very effective in that role. It's easy to say, hey, Chris Rodriguez has that style. Is that kind of how you view it? Like, he's like the guy that's likely to be that short yardage, maybe goal line back?
Yes, and I would say there's also parts of our offense that are a little bit untraditional, you know, where we're not, you know, traditional and using a lead blocker sometimes in short yardage. So, but I do like knowing that Chris has that tackle breaking ability, and especially, you know, in a small space. But yeah, I would say that would be one that's at the front of the thinking first.
Good afternoon, Coach.
Good afternoon, Dave.
I know you said you guys spent a lot of time as a coaching staff this offseason, also working to get better. Is there an assistant coach or even more who have really stood out this training camp period to you and seen that growth?
Probably the highlight for me, and not to highlight one, but people going into new roles during the Burgundy and Gold scrimmage for us. So Cliff and Joe were in the head coaching roles. It was Brian and Jason and Tommy Donatell into new spots. So that two-day window provided a lot. And it was really cool to see people step into new spots. Shane Tobe is one as a line coach. Like, man, he's on it. And so to use that as an example, along with others, it was helpful for me to see that we got a big, deep crew and, like, the succession planning of who's here and what they could do. You have to test that as well. And so that was an effective 2 days for us.
And for talking to Quan Martin before he got the preseason action this last Monday night, I know for him, getting those first game reps and hits on those shoulders was a big moment for him. To see him kind of just go for it and not really be hesitant and then come out of it obviously clean. How important is that for you, but then also for the player?
For those of us that know Quan, did you really think he'd hesitate? And he is as tough as it gets. But I did talk to him before the game, and he was excited, and we wanted to have that moment before the regular season to make sure the contact, you know, and for anybody who's coming back from an injury or a surgery, like, there is that first hit, jitters, okay, this is normal, this is how it's supposed to feel. So it was an important part of it. But if you saw maybe on the tackle that he made down on the 1 yard line, there was not an ounce of hesitation or finish about him. But he has quietly also become really one of the leaders around here. And you've heard us talk about developing leaders. I think Quan might be up near the top of that. You hear us talk about, you know, Arrivo or Tress or somebody that had this established leadership. And now my job is to see the leaders in others. And Quan's somebody that comes to mind in my mind on that. Like, he is definitely becoming a voice here that is really strong and very well heard in the locker room.
Hey, Coach, so last day of training camp, and I think I asked you this question last year as well on the last day of training camp.
Oh, my gosh, I got to go get the transcript.
Which is there anything keeping you up at night right now? I mean, there's always room for improvement all the time on everything, right? But is there anything that you're like, man, I wish we could have nailed that during camp?
Yeah, it's funny like that. The things that are going good don't keep you up at night. It's the things that you're struggling with and stressed about to go. So this time of year, it's the roster and giving insight to Adam and to his team to make sure we're nailing it, the right playing time at a practice or a game for the evaluations to get there. Fortunately, we've hit a lot of the things that stress me out. Is the team ready for these end of game moments? And so last year, we were new together, and so it was also new for me communicating with Cliff and Joe and Larry in game. We're going to go for here on fourth if it gets to 1, 2, or 3. So for me, having another lap at that all through camp, that's been good. So my biggest stressor is just providing the right information, getting the right looks. And it'll be a tough team for the 53, tough decisions for sure. But as a coach, that's also what you want. To say, man, these are some really tough, tough decisions. And so I'm definitely looking at those, and that's what's keeping me up.
And you mentioned that yesterday you talked about the different displays of brotherhood that you saw on Monday night. And Jaden shared with us about getting the touchdown ball for Bill. And he said that Zach and Terry did the same thing for him.
Who did?
He said that Zach and Terry did the same thing for him last year.
Right on.
That's what Jaden shared. And so, okay, I guess that's new news for you. Maybe you didn't know.
I didn't know that. I didn't know that. I remember, I know his first touchdown pass was too. Mm-hmm. I do remember that. But I don't remember it from the preseason. That's cool.
And so, but witnessing what you did, watch Jaden do that for Bill, how did that make you feel as the head coach?
One, I wasn't surprised that it was him. I didn't know that he was doing it, and then he was going from one referee to the next to make sure he had the exact ball. So I think it's an example of, like, who Jaden is. And it's a nice thing to pass down to someone else, too. You know, hopefully, you know, Bill can put himself into that spot one day. And those are the things from players to players, peer to peer. When you see it, you just know what it looks like. And I saw a lot of it in the game. I saw, like I said, Jonathan Jones in a rain jacket on the sideline coaching guys up. So the environment that we've created here through the players is like, one, like, can they really push it to be excellent? But there's also just random acts like that. Like, Jade is an exceptionally good dude. And so, like, he wasn't going to miss that moment. It had nothing to do with teaching Bill. He was just, like, wanting to celebrate with him. So there were a lot of people that would have done it, but I'm not surprised it was him. That he, it was so clear that he remembered that moment. And I think that's a cool way to pay it forward. And hopefully another person who's a rookie can pass it on to another rookie as a yearly tradition. That's pretty cool.
Hey, Coach, in looking back at the second game a little bit on defense as far as the containment around the edges, what did you see there?
Burrow can be a tough one to get down. Like, he is real athletic in the pocket and out. I did like the finish, Donna, on one of the sacks where the coverage downfield had to be strong too, because if he escapes and throws it down the field and you're looking at the quarterback, you got trouble. The other one that was that came back as a foul was on Wise. And on that one, just for like the knowledge of it, where he had grabbed Burrow, when you're inside the tackle box, the horse collar foul is legal. When the quarterback leaves that tackle box, even if you had control in, when he leaves the tackle box, the horse collar rule goes back into effect. So that was like a little bit of a tricky one to go. But I thought early on I felt it better than later into the rushes. I thought Andre Jones had some good later. But as far as containment goes, Joe's a problem in a lot of ways. He's super challenging to coach against. But we knew he'd be moving around in the pocket to remain a passer, and that's certainly what he did.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
All right, thanks, everybody. See you out there.
All right, that was Commanders coach Dan Quinn prior to practice. You will notice there was not many questions directly related to Terry, but I would not expect him, Max, to be out there on the field today. If Terry was going to be out there on the field, the opening statement from Dan Quinn would have included that information. Instead, it was like a thank you for the training camp and all of the positives that came from training camp. And it is important to point out that despite how the Terry story has been the overarching story of this entire training camp, there have been a lot of real positives just in terms of the facilities themselves, the upgrades that they have made to the welcoming of the fans and the way that they kind of set that situation up this year. So there were some really good positives that came from training camp. Would not expect to see Terry out there. We did get a question about Noah Brown. Noah Brown is a guy that we've talked about today. I don't really know what is a fair expectation for him in 2025, both in terms of any sort of production, but more so in terms of availability. He will be forever ingrained in this organization's history because he was on the receiving end of the Hail Mary, so there's nothing that can be done to take him away from that moment. That was one of the best moments that this organization has had in quite some time. But I don't know how much you can really realistically expect to see him out there on the field in 2025. It does feel like, not knowing the severity and extent of the injury, they've kind of kept it very tight to the vest. And maybe that's because we, as a fan base and media, have been so ingrained with the Terry conversation that we just allowed the Noah Brown injury discussion to fly under the radar. But I don't know how much you can expect to see him out there, which could be really, really great for a guy like a Jalen Lane. I did find what Dan Quinn said about Jalen Lane to be particularly interesting, just on not so much what he said about Jalen Lane, but you could tell, Max, there was a rise in enthusiasm when he started talking about Jalen Lane. And that leads me to believe that what they are seeing from him is either meeting or exceeding expectations to this early point, which gets me really, really excited. There are some things that Jalen Lane can provide to this offense that really spread it once everybody gets back. Once Terry's back, gives you a lot of flexibility on what you want to do with Deebo Samuel. And then just having that skill set with Jalen Lane, who I feel like can win a lot of matchups in the slot. He kind of has like that Tyler Lockett kind of size to him in the early portion of his career. He has the speed element that not many other guys are going to have at the slot position. I feel like you can really take advantage of that if he starts progressing in a way that at least the enthusiasm of Dan Quinn alluded to. He is a guy that's going to be really, really exciting. And I would also point out, you haven't seen him a ton on special teams. He's definitely returned some punts in the preseason, but you haven't seen him as much as I thought you were going to see him. Maybe that's my own expectations just being completely skewed for what the team was going to do. But I bring this up to say, if they're not using him a ton on special teams where I thought they were going to use him, it's likely because they have way more for him planned offensively, which is a positive thing. You use him on special teams as like a, hey, you're on the roster, first year, game slow down kind of thing. And then eventually when the game does slow down a little bit, we'll put you on offense a little bit more and have you earn your stripes, rookie, and all that sort of stuff. It does make it feel like maybe because of the absence of Noah Brown, that he is getting a lot more opportunities running some first team reps, especially with the absence of Terry as well. But he's getting some more opportunities running first team reps. And because there hasn't been a massive separation between everybody not named Deebo Samuel, you are seeing a separation, not massive, but a separation with Jalen Lane that leads them to feel really, really comfortable on utilizing him in some offensive packages. And then maybe just more frequently, instead of packages, just using him on offense, right? You hear the word packages and you're like, all right, that's like gimmicky, maybe like 10 to 15 plays or something like that, whatever. Just using him on offense, though, I feel like if Jalen Lane can be a legitimate weapon on this offense, the chemistry that Deebo has with Jaden is already really, really good. Very, very positive. If Deebo is healthy for this entire year, he is going to be a nightmare for defenses. When Terry is back, and if Terry is healthy for this entire year, he has proven he's going to be a nightmare for defenses. If you add Jalen Lane in there as well, and then you consider how good Zach Ertz was last year, which I don't know that Zach Ertz is going to go for nearly 800 yards the way that he did last year, this year, but I still think you're going to get some really quality games and some quality catches from Zach Ertz this year. If you have all four of those guys, not even considering the running back situation, not even considering how Jaden's legs are going to be, you really open this offense up that was already crazy last year in terms of production. You really open this offense up for light years better than what they were last year, which should strike fear in the hearts of everybody. With all the weapons that they're going to have at the disposal of the biggest weapon, which is number five, you really are striking fear in opposing defenses. And it also allows Jaden the opportunity to get the ball out and get the ball out quickly. Some of the defensive lines that you're going to face, Philly's defensive line is filled with a bunch of monsters. Dallas's defensive line is good without Michael Parsons. With Michael Parsons, you had maybe the biggest game wrecker in the NFL. And then this New York Giants defensive line is going to be hell. It is. They got a lot of really good players. If you give Jane the opportunity to get the ball out quick, and then just let those wide receivers do what they do, get the ball in open space, this offense is going to be a nightmare for defenses across the NFL. And the game is only slowing down for Jaden Daniels. So the way that Dan Quinn spoke there about Jalen Lane leads me to believe that expectations for him are growing. And if expectations for Jalen Lane are growing, that means the amount that we'll see him on offense is going to grow and grow and grow. And that could be some really, really fun things to come for this Commanders offense. So that was probably my biggest takeaway this entire thing, was that Dan Quinn really liked Jalen Lane. And that answer with Jalen Lane was the most enthusiasm that he had during that entire press conference. We shall see. We will get reports when practice actually starts as to whether or not Terry's out there. Not anticipating that. If he is out there, I'm sure Chris Russell will be all over. And speaking of Chris Russell, he is taking over for me coming up next year on the Team 980. For Max and video producer Brian, I've been Denton Day. Appreciate everybody hanging out with us. Had a lot of great calls. Big thanks to Caroline Fenton and David Harrison. We are back tomorrow on Friday, looking ahead to preseason game number 3 with the Baltimore Ravens in town. Rooster is next on 980.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.